It is time to check sports and the NFL and Major League Baseball. Top the stories. In the NFL, the 49ers clinched the NFC West title. Once again, Brock Purdy just looks absolutely amazingly confident out there. San Francisco won 21-13. So San Francisco 49ers at 10-4 win their division. And the Seattle Seahawks fall to 7-7. Now, just remember, this is a quarterback that was just, you know, not even on the radar screen 3 weeks ago. And he can go into Seattle and quiet down those 12th men and come out with the win. He's just been amazing. I think I think they found their new quarterback. So Garoppolo will be available to other teams, I think, by next year. Well, anyway, so that is that. In the NFL, we have games coming up this weekend. On Saturday, we have games also coming up on Sunday. The Jets play on Sunday at 1 o'clock. The Giants, the Jets are taking on the Lions, by the way. The Giants take on Washington on Sunday night football. So that's the way the locals are playing it. All right, we'll go to Major League Baseball. The Yankees have done it. The Yankees have agreed to a six-year deal with Carlos Rondon. It's a six-year, $162 million contract. It includes a full no-trade clause, but it's not yet been formally announced by the club. So they bought back Aaron Judge, $360 million over 10. Now they have to find themselves another outfielder. Their starting pitching lineup is actually looking pretty solid right now. Much better than it has in the past, I'll say, 8 or 9 years. Now this guy can throw. He's got heat. He's got movement in the ball. So we'll have to see how it turns out. But the Yankees undoubtedly, in those two moves, have made themselves a better ball club. A, by keeping Judge, and by getting another starting pitcher. And they say they're not done yet. So we'll see what's next for the Yankees. All right. Let us change subjects and go to the NBA. Take a look at what happened yesterday. No local clubs saw action. Today, the Nets go up against the Raptors. The Magic go up against the Celtics. And the Bulls will take on the Knicks. NHL action from yesterday. The Devils fell to the Flyers 2-1. I think they were the only team to play locally yesterday. Coming up today, the Islanders will take on the Coyotes. All right. Islanders taking on the Coyotes. NCAA men's basketball. Number 22, Wisconsin defeated Lehigh 78-256. Trying to look to see if the UConn women played yesterday. I don't see it. They're having a tough season. Their star player, of course, was injured and is not playing. Well, that is it. That is a check on sports here on The Breakfast Club. We'll have, of course, more coverage of the NFL on Monday when we see how the Giants and the Jets made out.